A new WBUR poll out today shows Donald Trump still in the lead among likely New Hampshire presidential primary voters with 27% support. That's up from 22% last month. The poll was taken at the same time Trump announced his controversial plan to temporarily block Muslims from entering the U.S. On the campaign trail, Trump is sticking to that plan despite the firestorm that's developed since. WBUR's Anthony Brooks checked out the mood inside and outside a Trump event last night in Portsmouth, New Hampshire.
Donald Trump's campaign events have a bit of a circus atmosphere, and these days it includes a circus of protest. Before he arrived, at least 200 demonstrators, backed by a brass band, gathered with signs that read, "We welcome refugees, and no hate, no fear, and no Trump." Among them was the Reverend Dr. Mary Westfall, pastor of the community church in Durham, who condemns Trump's call to block Muslims from entering the U.S.
It's not even political rhetoric. It is hate speech. And I think that for the Muslims in our state, we know that they are more at risk now than they were days ago, and that is appalling. And I think that Mr. Trump and others who offer such hate speech need to be called out for that, because it is not a trivial thing, and it brings real harm and real damage to individuals, to human beings who deserve better. They're our neighbors. They're our friends.
Across the street, a much smaller group of Trump's supporters, some of them from out of state. John Bassett is a veteran from southern Maine. He dressed in combat fatigues and says Trump's proposal, controversial as it is, makes sense.
We need to step back and take a pause. We're not properly vetting immigrants, particularly Muslims, because the Islamic extremists are the people that are out to, that want to destroy us. And right now they're slipping through the cracks. We need to stop that. And the only way to do that is to stop immigration, I'd say all immigration right now, for a short period of time.
All immigration. Yeah.
I say all. Absolutely.
Our candidate for the next president of the United States, Donald J. Trump.
Trump came to accept the endorsement from the New England Police Benevolent Association, a union that represents some 5,000 cops and corrections officers. Trump called it the honor of his life and promised that one of his first presidential acts would be to sign an executive order with them in mind.
That anybody killing a policeman, policewoman, police officer, anybody killing a police officer, death penalty. It's going to happen, okay? Can't go. We can't let this go.
Trump also made reference to his proposal to keep Muslims out of the country and the enormous controversy it sparked. But he made no apologies. In fact, he said in the wake of the San Bernardino shooting rampage by an allegedly radicalized couple, more and more people are agreeing with him.
All of a sudden, I'm watching the shows this morning, and I'm watching the shows tonight. Well, you know, Trump has a point. The visa system is not working. This woman came in on a marriage visa, and she was totally radicalized. And she came in, we just can't afford anymore to be so politically correct.
Jerry Flynn, the executive director of the police union, explained why it endorsed Trump. Among the reasons, he was the only candidate who came.
And we invited every candidate to come to our forum. Every candidate. Donald Trump was the only one who showed up. What he said tonight, he will sign the executive order on his first day in office for the death penalty for the killing of a police officer or a correction officer in the line of duty. That speaks volumes, and that's what our members wanted to hear.
Asked if the union leadership was at all concerned by Trump's proposal to bar Muslims from the U.S., Flynn said he didn't want to get into that. Given the controversy Trump sparked this week, this may have been the most hyped political appearance of the campaign so far, but it turned out to be one of the shortest. Trump spoke for less than 10 minutes and then left. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks in Portsmouth, New Hampshire.